This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense. And I promised you that I will be joined by Dr. Simugele Khoza, who is head of communications and marketing at Companies Tribunal, an entity that is of the DTIC, which is the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. And established in terms of Section 193 of the Companies Act, number 71 of 2008 Act. It has a jurisdiction throughout the Republic of South Africa, and it exercises its functions in accordance with the Act, performs its functions fairly and without a fear, favor, or prejudice in a transparent manner. He is right here with me in studio. I'm so excited about this because it actually was supposed to be on the phone, but the man decided to come and join us in the studio. Dr. Khoza, how are you doing this afternoon?
No, thank you so much. Good afternoon, King Bash, and good afternoon to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
No, thank you so much for coming through, you know, sharing this time with us. We really do appreciate you. And to get straight into it, please do share with us, you know, what is the mandate of the Companies Tribunal?
The Companies Tribunal is an entity of the Department of Trade and Industry, like you rightfully said. We are established in terms of Section 193 of the Companies Act. What is important to note for the listeners is the fact that we are mandated to resolve company disputes speedily for free. That is very important. Secondly, we are mandated to adjudicate company disputes. And secondly, we resolve them through ADR, which is actually ADR is actually alternative dispute resolution. Yes. That is basically conciliation, mediation, and arbitration. Okay. So that's what we do as the Companies Tribunal. But I think it's very important for me to highlight the fact that if you think about the Companies Tribunal, it's actually an alternative to courts. You can imagine that when you have to take any matter to court, it takes long to actually resolve, meaning that when you come to us, you are able to get a service and a decision or order within about 3 or 4 months, depending on the complexity of the matter. But most importantly, if we have filed the right documents. So you need to realize that when you run a business, you must never be frustrated by thinking that when you've got company-related disputes, you must think about the court, you must think about the Companies Tribunal as a reliable and credible institution that is able to assist you quite quicker to be able to get your disputes resolved.
All right, that's so interesting. But let's speak about the cases. So what type of cases, you know, does the Companies Tribunal handle?
This is very interesting because any person that runs a business will know that one of the most important things is to have a name for that particular business. And once you have a name, if any other person were to register a name that is confusingly to you, then that should actually worry you. But because it worries you, you need to now quickly action to stop the other party from actually using that particular name. Because people can be, or other businesses can be confused to believe that you are either associated or you are the same. And that is called a name dispute. I think I can quickly give an example of a name dispute. We received an application, and I'm not promoting the name of the brand, but we received an application from MoFire. Okay. MoFire is an energy drink. So another company registered a name called MoFire. When you pronounce it, it's exactly the same, but they wrote it differently. They wrote MoFire. E. Okay. That is more fire. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the other energy drink, it's MOFA.
MOFA.
So that is one of the disputes that we deal with. The second one, which is also very important, is the issue of director disputes. This is key in a sense that when you start a business, most of the time businesses are started by people that are sometimes colleagues, sometimes are friends, sometimes even family members.
True.
And when they do that, they don't have that thinking to say that in the near future they could have challenges that may lead to the other director, for example, thinking that they must go separate ways. So if that is the case, members of companies must realize that they must never be frustrated by thinking that they need to approach the court to assist them. They should actually reach out to us. We are readily available to actually assist them. One of the things that I must highlight when it comes to director disputes is the fact that If, for example, as a director of the company, one of the directors is misusing the resources of the company, the other director has every right to approach the company's tribunal, file an application with us, and when they do that, the company's tribunal will actually be able to assist them in terms of issuing an order that will be binding also on the other party.
No, so interesting. And I mean, let's speak about, you know, why, you know, is the appointment of retired judges to the tribunal significant?
This is very important because over the last perhaps 12 or 13 years, if I'm not mistaken, we have had members of the company's tribunal who have distinguished themselves in terms of actually issuing decisions.
Okay.
But with the appointment of retired judges, we have now been given an exclusive mandate in terms of what is called a company's amendment, now to actually arbitrate company disputes. So that is actually very important because it's a highly specialized skill. So we needed to make sure that we get seasoned judges who will be able to come on board to be able to execute this particular function, but also because they needed to also transfer skills, because this is actually very important, because they would then complement the current team or crop of tribunal members. So that's why it's very important. But even more, I want to say that if, for example, as a company, you are based here in Polokwane and you have a matter that has to be arbitrated, again, you don't have to think about other forums that will charge you an arm and a leg. You approach the company's tribunal, we do that speedily, and you don't have to worry about paying as it is here. So that's where we are. But we can reliably tell you that we've got these members of the tribunal that are quite comfortable, firstly. Secondly, experts in company law. And let me just add the fact that we are led by a seasoned judge named Judge Dennis Davies. He's assisted by 9 other members, meaning that these members, they complement each other in resolving these company disputes. So you can, whether you are based here in Musina or you are based in Phalaborwa or in Komati Port in Mpumalanga, you still can approach the company's tribunal. And want to urge members of the business community and members of the public who have company-related disputes to actually reach out to us, because we are here to service them. And that's why the government established an entity like the company's tribunal. And that's what we want to say around this particular issue.
Most certainly. I know you touched a bit about this, but is it necessary, you know, to have legal representation, you know, at the company's tribunal?
So, members of the tribunal themselves are experts in company law. We, just like you rightfully said in the beginning, we execute our function in a manner that is fair, without fear, favor, or prejudice. So when anyone approaches the company's tribunal, they don't necessarily need to have legal representation, considering that all members of the tribunal will look at the manner, at the matter in a manner that is fair and transparent. But anyone who's not satisfied with a decision that actually has been issued by the company's tribunal, they've got recourse. They can actually approach the High Court to review the decision of the company's tribunal.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now, what recourse is available to the companies? Because if they're not satisfied with the company's, you know, tribunal's decision, like, what recourse is available?
Thank you. As a matter of emphasis, I've just said that anyone who's not satisfied with our decision can actually approach the High Court. This is actually very good, because you can see that the company's tribunal is committed to promoting access to justice. So that is very important. But we also want to say that gives any other person, whether you're the respondent who feels aggrieved by the decision, you can actually go to the court. And it doesn't matter whether you are based again in Northern Cape or KZN. Anyone has full access to company's tribunal, because we've got jurisdiction throughout the Republic of South Africa.
We like benefits in life, Dr. Khoza. We really like benefits. So what are those benefits, you know, of utilizing company's tribunal and their services?
First and foremost, the services of the company's tribunal are that we provide a service that is speedy compared to courts.
Okay.
And secondly, we are free. Most importantly, we are informal. If you have been to the High Court in Polokwane, you'd see that they've got a structured way of doing things. In our case, we're very informal and flexible. But most importantly, if a matter was brought to the company's tribunal for mediation, when parties reach a settlement or an agreement. Mm. That agreement can be made an order of court. A member of the tribunal will assist them to draft that settlement agreement. So it's one of the benefits that you actually get. And secondly, you don't have to worry, as a matter of emphasis, about getting legal representation. So it's a benefit when you use our services, because we already have experts who can be able to deal with your matter. Even if you are a layman who is based Ha Mama Bulu, you can still approach the company's tribunal. And I'm just giving an example about Ha Mama Bulu.
Most definitely. Yes.
So those are the things that people can actually take advantage of. And even come to Intana, I actually invite them to come through.
All right. How can people, you know, get in touch with you for more clarity? You know, after this conversation, maybe there are people that would like to ask questions, and where can they reach you?
We have a telephone number which is 012-394-1000. Again, 012-394-1000. So when they call this number, anyone can call with a mobile phone. If they don't have a time, a person who's at the company's tribunal at the reception will be able to call them back, take their details, and understand what seems to be the issue. And from there, they will actually assist them to actually file an application. They will guide them through the step in terms of what is actually expected of them. That is one. Two, anyone that has a matter that they can actually file with us, they can do that through an email address, which is called registry@companiestribunal.org.za. And again, you can visit our website, which is companiestribunal.org.za. Let me also emphasize the fact that we're also on social media. We're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on X, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube, and we're also on Facebook. So we urge members of the public and the business community to actually follow us so that they can get to see what we actually do, but also understand. But most importantly, I think anyone that has, say, for example, a company-related, company name dispute,
yes,
I would urge them to actually go into our website and download just one decision pertaining to name dispute and read so that they can actually understand what is it that we actually expect when one files an application with us at the company's tribunal. So I want to say that the company's tribunal is really willing and able to assist, take advantage of these services that the government has actually provided. Mm. We are at your service.
No.
Thank you.
Most definitely. Dr. Khoza, thank you once again for coming through, sharing all this information with us here on the Capricorn Adventure. We really, really do appreciate you. And we know that there are people out there that will take this information to use and also follow you on all socials so that they can, you know, get more information from you. So we really do appreciate you. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.